You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
Well, hello there, membershippers. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison, founder of Membership Geeks and Membership Academy. And today I'm talking all about how to make more money with your membership, specifically highlighting the fact that there are only really two ways to make more money from your membership. The first is the most obvious. You want to make more money? You have to make more sales. As easy as that, right? I know. Marketing is more challenging than it's ever been, but that is why it's more important than ever to be reviewing the ways in which you're attracting new members. And it is a numbers game, and it all starts with growing your audience. Almost all of the problems and the challenges that I see people experience when it comes to their membership sales either stagnating or not getting off the ground or going downhill relates to their audience growth doing the same thing. It makes sense. If you're not bringing people into your world, you're not getting traffic, you're not building your followers, you're not building your email list, then there's fewer people to sell to, and by virtue of that, fewer people who join your membership. So you need to be regularly reviewing your marketing. What worked 3 years ago, 1 year ago, might not be working the same way now. So you need to have a grip of your numbers. You need to know what part of your sales funnel, assuming you have one, and if not, you need to have that core sales funnel in place. What part is performing? What part isn't performing? How have your conversions changed? Where is the weakness? And how do we patch that up in order to get our sales performance back on track? You need to have that core funnel in place. And if people aren't buying, if you are bringing people into your world, your list is growing steadily, but they're just not joining, we need to reach out and survey those non-buyers. Find out why they've not joined. Find out the main obstacles and then tailor your marketing in order to preempt those and to overcome some of the issues that might be keeping people from becoming members. Also, one big tip: make sure you're regularly conducting sales campaigns that are targeted solely at former members of your membership. Quite often people assume that if someone has left our membership, that means they're done with us. But actually, what you will observe once you've run a membership for years and years, and if you've been in the game for over a decade like I have, is that people come and go. Cancellations are never permanent. We have quite a lot of what I call frequent flyers at Membership Academy. We have people who will join, they'll be members for a year and then they'll leave. They'll be gone 6 months, then they'll pop back for a couple of months, and then they might leave for another reason. Either, you know, things are getting busy in the business, there's financial constraints, or their focus is just elsewhere. But then they'll come back and they'll stick around for a few years this time. And that's the reality of the member life cycle. It doesn't start and end when someone joins and then someone leaves. And so your ex-members are your most potent potential source of new sales. Re-engaging those and having regular targeted win-back campaigns is one of the smartest things you can do as a membership owner. So if you're looking to get more sales, you're looking to bring more members in and make more money from doing that, make sure that it's not just about fine-tuning the stuff you're doing to bring new people into your world and convert them into members, but also finding ways to win back and entice back your former members. At Membership Academy, around about 25 to 30% of people who leave ultimately return within a 12-month period. On average, when we've done our survey, that is tending to be around about 15% across the thousands of memberships that we surveyed. About 15% of people in memberships where they conduct win-back campaigns, about 15% of those ex-members come back. That's one heck of a conversion rate. Imagine having an email list where 15% converted to paying members. That's what you have with your database, your email list of former members. So it is crazy to not reach out to them regularly and try to win them back. And a big part of increasing your membership sales is experimentation. Now, I don't just mean, you know, spaghetti marketing where you throw everything at the wall and just hope something sticks. I mean trying the things that you've never tried. So many of us are sitting there thinking, I really should try webinars. I really should try a challenge. Maybe I should try a flash sale. maybe I should and I should and I should and I should, and we never actually get around to doing it. Now more than ever, it's important to experiment in our marketing, to try new things. Don't do it all at once. Don't do it half-assed. Don't just rely on guesswork and, as I said, throw everything at the wall. But identify some key things that you know could work very, very well. Pick the thing that you feel best about. Pick the thing that you feel you could get in place and try fairly quickly, and then run that as an experiment. If you decide you want to start experimenting with webinars, remember, that doesn't mean that all of a sudden you need to figure out 12 different webinars you can do, doing one a month. Like, just start with one. Just start with one webinar. Just start experimenting with one ad campaign, with one flash sale, with one two-week trial offer. Start small, experiment, dive into the data, look at what works, and recognize that even if something doesn't work, that is valuable, because you'll get data, you'll get feedback, you'll learn from it. And all of these lessons will help you to refine and improve your sales and your marketing. That's the first and most obvious way to make more money from your membership. Want to make more money? You need to get more sales. But as I said, marketing is getting harder. It is getting a lot harder and more challenging to break through all the noise, thanks to the likes of AI, thanks to the way that search in particular is changing, thanks to the fact more and more people have online products like memberships, like coaching programs and courses, so there's more competition. And so if we really want to ramp up the revenue from our membership, we need to find ways of increasing the lifetime value of every member we attract. So that's the second way of making more money from your membership. This basically means ensuring that everyone you bring into your membership ultimately is worth more to you financially over the entirety of the time that they are a customer, that they are transacting with you. The first and clearest way to do that in a membership is to improve member retention. Again, it stands to reason. If you have a membership that charges $50 a month and somebody stays for 6 months on average, then the lifetime value of that member on average of every new person you bring into your membership is $300, because they stay for 6 months, they pay you $50 a month. In total, over the entire lifetime of their transacting with you, they bring in $300 in revenue. If you improve your churn and you increase retention on average from 6 months to 8 months, then every single member on average is worth an additional $100 to you. So just by improving retention without even moving the needle on member sales, you are suddenly adding to your overall revenue, even when your member numbers are the same, just by improving retention and having it set up in a way that means people are more likely to stay with you for longer and pay you for longer. This is why I so frequently say memberships are a retention business, because retention is where the money is. 100 new members who only stay for 3 months are worth the same as 50 new members who stay for 6 months, which is worth the same as 25 members who stay for 12 months. So it's not about how many sales you get, it's how long those members you attract actually stick around. So the clearest way of increasing the lifetime value of every member, and as a result improving your revenue, is to improve member retention. Bring that churn rate down. Another way to increase lifetime value is increasing the price of your membership. Now, this doesn't mean increasing your membership price for existing subscribers. You should always honor the price point that someone joins your membership at. We call this legacy pricing. It's one of the most ethical things to do, but also it's fantastic for member retention as well. So that helps with the first point. But if you increase your membership price, then obviously every new member signing up joins at a higher price, and therefore someone sticking around for 6 months at $60 is worth more than someone sticking around for 6 months at $50. It's just about the math. So increasing your membership price can improve lifetime value, which makes more money for you. Pushing longer commitment periods as well. Now, I'm a big fan of memberships offering both a monthly and an annual option for various reasons I've talked about on past episodes. But if you have those options available, then pushing your annual option a little stronger, improving and increasing how many people sign up for that versus signing up for the monthly membership. Again, that's going to add to your bottom line because you're getting people locked in for longer. You're attracting members who are a bit more committed, who are going to be more likely to make use of your membership. If they use it, they'll get results. If they get results, they'll stick around longer. Their lifetime value increases. And of course, we want to make sure that we are inviting our monthly members to upgrade to annual once they've been in our membership for a few months. It's a lot less risk for someone to join our membership on a monthly plan, but they might have been in a position to join on annual. It's just they don't want to make such a big commitment before they've experienced what your membership offers and how it can help them. So once they've been in there for 3 to 6 months and they've started to get some wins, they've started to feel integrated into the community, they start to feel that sense of belonging, then they might be more receptive to upgrading to annual. So ensuring that we are reaching out to our monthly members and offering them a better value, longer commitment period. Again, this just secures their commitment for longer, which means that their lifetime value goes up. You're getting the picture here now. Another thing that we can do again to increase LTV is to introduce multiple tiers in our membership. So we can bring in a higher price tier, which means that, you know, if we're offering more to people, that's going to be of more value. They're then willing to pay more for it. That means you are earning more revenue from those members. But also, if we have a lower price tier, then that gives us something we can potentially downsell people to as an alternative to canceling their membership. A level that someone could maybe afford to stick around at if they no longer can afford or they can't justify paying your regular or your higher price membership tier price, offering them a cheaper alternative that keeps them involved, that still gives them some resources and some support. Again, that might be a way of keeping people hooked for longer, which means their lifetime value goes up. So again, this is really just emphasizing that there are only two ways to make more money from your membership: get more sales or increase the lifetime value of the sales that you get. But within those, there's lots of little things that you can do to move the needle. So hopefully today's episode has given you some pointers on how to do that. And of course, another option is to look beyond your membership into other ways of monetizing your audience. Some of you who are listening, you will have a membership that sits alongside lots of other different products. Others will have a membership where that is the be-all and end-all. It's the only thing that you offer to people. But if you want to make more revenue in your business as a whole, you're not just looking at ways in which you can increase the money that you make from your membership. That's where you need to move from having a membership product to having a membership ecosystem, where you have a whole range of products and services that are differently priced, that serve different needs within your audience that perhaps your membership isn't meeting. And when you have that kind of ecosystem, you put your membership at the heart of it. You actually promote and sell these upsells, these other programs to your members first. And this is something that we talked about, this concept of a membership ecosystem is something that we talked about all the way back in episode 156. So I'd recommend going to membershipgeeks.com/156 to check out that episode if you are ready to explore beyond your membership into other products and services you could offer as part of a wider ecosystem. But make sure before you're doing that, before you get distracted thinking, do I need to add in a whole new thing? Make sure that you are focusing on those two core ways of making more money from your membership. How can you get more sales and how can you increase your member lifetime value? Hopefully today's episode has given you some key pointers on doing both of those things. That's it from me for today. If today's episode has helped you out, I would love to hear from you. Hit me up on social media at Membership Geeks Everywhere. Or of course, I would so appreciate if you could take a moment of time out of your day to leave a nice positive review on your podcast app of choice. Ideally, with 5 shiny stars and some kind words about how the podcast has helped you. I seriously appreciate every single person who's ever left a review. Not only do they help me to know that I'm doing my job right, I'm serving you right, but also it helps us to reach more people and make more of a positive impact in the membership space. If you do leave a review for the show, make sure you hit me up on social, let me know so I can thank you personally. I truly, truly appreciate it. So that is it from me. I'll be back again next week with another episode of the Membership Geeks podcast. Make sure you hit subscribe if you're not already to ensure that you do not miss your weekly dose of proven practical tips and advice on growing your membership business. I'll see you then. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.